So next up, so we've talked about innovation and R&D and how we bring the community together. We've talked about opportunities with the ferries. Ports and shipping is clearly an important part of the breadth of our maritime industry. We're fortunate enough also to have in our region Dr. Eleanor Hurley, who's a program manager for Green Marine. They're North America's leading voluntary environmental certification system. Think kind of lead for shipping and ports. And we have a number right here in Washington State that are part of the program. And we'll give Eleanor an opportunity to tell us.
Good morning, everyone. As Joshua pretty well already covered, I'm Eleanor Hurley, Program Manager for Green Marine. My background is in naval architecture and marine engineering. I was working as a consulting engineer on vessel traffic studies, risk assessment work, how do you design, how do you quantify a green vessel, which got me into working into incentive programs on air quality for Port of Seattle. And then it was in 2013 that the Port of Seattle became the first U.S. West Coast participant in Green Marine. So then in 2014, the Green Marine Board of Directors decided to expand their staff with a fourth full-time staff person and to open an office in the U.S. on the West Coast in Seattle. So I've now been in this position for 3 years, and Green Marine is celebrating our 10th anniversary this year from our founding in 2007 in Quebec. So we are a voluntary environmental certification program for the North American maritime industry. Our participants earn their certification by exceeding regulatory requirements by implementing criteria within our environmental program. They commit to continual improvement and to public reporting. Our program is quite inclusive. Participation and certification is open to all port authorities, terminal operators, stevedores, shipyards, the ship owners, and the St. Lawrence Seaway. We were formed from the start as an industry-led partnership. At the time, this was out of growing concern of the impact of aquatic invasive species in the lakes, in the Great Lakes. So the industry voluntarily came together to collectively define and take on best management practices to demonstrate that they could continue to operate and they could be stewards of the environment. Since 2007, our program has grown to now cover about a dozen different environmental issues, and we've grown to the East Coast, Gulf, and West Coast, and to the state of Washington. I'm very proud to say that of all the 50 U.S. states, Washington leads with 16 of our almost 300 members bi-nationally, and that's across the four membership categories of participants, partners, supporters, and associations. We bring to the table, along with industry, the government agencies, the environmental groups, other subject matter experts in consulting, engineering, technology developers, and vendors, bringing them all to the table in a very cross-sector development process. That's one of the key ways that we earn our credibility as a certification program. Indeed, it was in 2013 that Port of Seattle became our first U.S. West Coast participant, and now by the summer of 2018, we'll have four Green Marine certified ports: Seattle, the Northwest Seaport Alliance, Everett, and Olympia. As I said, our program has grown. We're now covering about a dozen different environmental issues. That's 7 performance indicators for the ship owners, 7 for the landside participants, covering air emissions, discharges to water, waste management, practices on land for the protection and prevention of spills and leaks, also community impacts of light, noise, odor, and dust. For our 2017 program, after a 2-year collaborative development process, we released 2 new performance indicators on the issue of underwater noise and the impact to marine mammals. For each of these environmental issues, for each of these performance indicators, we develop an assessment of 5 levels. Level 1 is regulatory monitoring, 2, best management practices. Levels 3, 4, and 5 is where we have a quantitative inventory, reduction targets, and recognize continual improvement. Levels 4 and 5 is where we're recognizing advanced technologies. For example, yesterday at my West Coast Advisory Committee meeting, the committee approved a revision for our 2018 program for the ship owners for their performance indicator on air emissions of SOx and PM at level 5 to recognize advanced technologies, including the use of LNG. The best practices and all the certification criteria are developed in a very transparent, technical, objective, collaborative, consensus-based, and thereby iterative development process repeated each year to update the program to stay above regulation, relevant, meaningful, and effective. The certification process is also repeated annually, and to maintain a certification, participants must undergo a third-party independent verification. The culmination of the annual process is our Green Tech Conference and certification ceremony. In 2015, we held the conference here in Seattle, Washington, and we'll be returning to the Pacific Northwest in 2018. Please save the date. Green Tech is probably the best way that we bring people face-to-face and around the table and to recognize environmental excellence. We also have a suite of communication tools. Just this morning, we released a press release talking about a GHG greenhouse gas reporting initiative that we conducted with our shipowners. The goal of this was to demonstrate the impact of the Green Marine Program beyond moving from an average of level 2 to level 3. We can now quantitatively show that our shipowners have reduced their GHG intensity over time. This has been released to our subscriber list of over 4,000 subscribers to the newsletter. The newsletter itself comes out about every other week. And the magazine comes out twice a year. Our last issue of the magazine, we got to feature a story of government agencies and NGOs who are fostering innovation and technology development, such as the Washington Innovation Center. Green Marine is very honored and excited to partake in this initiative to support the stakeholders who are in the room in the broader maritime industry of our state. So thank you, Joshua, for your leadership. Thank you all.